Welcome to the Landscape of Your Life with Alison Smith podcast. I'm Alison Smith. Each episode will help you see situations you don't know what to do in from a different perspective. Perspectives that enable you to understand all paths available to you and help you to get back on track. I do this by sharing unconventional tools from my landscape toolkit. Tools that help you to connect to your own inner landscapes and wisdom. Today's episode, we're looking at patterns in autumn and how those patterns can provide insight about a situation that you're grappling with or wanting more different perspective about. And as ever, it's really helpful and certainly easier to understand what the hell I'm talking about if you've got a situation that you'd like more insight about. So put me on pause, think about a situation, something where you know, you're here and you know you want to be somewhere else with it. So it's not, you're not where you want to be in a particular situation. And then you can apply the tools and techniques that I talk about to that situation. One of the patterns that I've noticed this year, and it's not something that I've thought about before. So it's one of those examples where we notice different patterns each time we revisit a particular landscape, is the change in temperature. And I, as I think about a situation that I'm wanting insight on, I'm wondering, how is that change in temperature asking me to change how I'm relating to those in the situation? That perhaps I've been a little warm, perhaps too warm, and that I need to be a bit colder, a bit more assertive, a bit more black and white. This is what I'm doing. And not be quite so ambiguous about what I'm expecting, which is not what I was expecting to be saying or sharing and wasn't on the list of things that I was going to say. So it's such a beautiful example of the power of metaphor. Another one is about letting go, the fact that leaves are let go, and the fact that there are things in our lives. We can't keep accumulating beliefs. We can't keep accumulating memories or accumulating people or accumulating jobs or things to do or books, or there's lots of things that we accumulate. And at a point in time, and all of those things at some point in our past have been helpful, useful, served our highest good. And yet at some point, beliefs need to be let go of. Books need to be let go of. People need to be let go of. Patterns need to be let go of. Habits. Visions. All sorts of things that we need, or not, we don't need. We would like to. It's the right time for us to let go of them. And yet sometimes, for all sorts of reasons, we keep hold of them. And therefore, that's why I would encourage you, if there are things that you know you want to release and let go of and that you're struggling to use autumn to actually do that, to go out in nature and watch the dancing leaves as they fall from the trees. I anticipate at some point this weekend lying under a tree. And if I do that and I video it, I'll share a link to the video. But there's an element of lying there and watching the leaves. And with every leaf that dances off the tree and floats to the ground, that I will envisage releasing anything that I want to release. And it's the only reason that I suggest doing that is because sometimes letting go is difficult, and we could be there for years saying, oh, I know I need to let go of that, and yet we don't. And yes, we can try doing it logically, but what I found is just observing the trees, as the leaves as they fall or let go of, or drawing the leaves, draw a tree and draw the leaves that have been let go of. And as you're drawing those leaves, imagine that those leaves represent whatever it is you're letting go of. Or draw leaves and write names on them to represent what you're letting go of. Go and collect leaves from nature and then draw around them. It's the act of doing all of these things is what makes the difference, because it's the act that is embodying, committing, saying to your mind, I'm committing to this. I am committing. I'm spending time now envisaging that that belief or that person or that vision that I had for the future, that I'm letting go of it. I'm allowing something new to come in. And so drawing it, collaging it, there's all sorts of different ways that you might represent that letting go. And I suppose doing it with the assistance of nature just makes that a little bit easier. Another pattern is turning over a new leaf, although I know they're not new leaves, but turning over old leaves. And so if you can think of any situation where you know you need to turn a corner, where you want to turn over a new leaf, try something new, then have a listen to this audio of a video blog I did. So to give you a context, I was out in personal training with Gavin, my personal trainer. And as I do quite often, I'll just go, oh, I've got an idea for a video blog, and hand him the phone. And then he records it. And so when I'm saying do this, what I'm doing is bending over and picking up the leaves that have fallen on the ground and throwing them high in the ground. And as you'll hear with my excitement, enjoying it. But it's another of those embodying what we want to have happen. Just as when in an earlier episode, I talked about turning a corner. If you want to turn a corner, go and find a corner to turn. If you want to get out of a rut, go and find a rut to step out of. They're all means of embodying what we want to have happen. And then that's a commitment. From a neuroscience point of view, it is conveying to our brain, our logical mind, what we want to have happen. And then it will then find a way of making that happen much more easily than if we've not talked about it, not made that commitment. We're out here, it's Saturday morning, and it's autumn, and I don't know how many of you are at this precise moment feeling like you need to turn over a new leaf and embrace change. Well, get out there into the woods and do this, because look, we can turn a new leaf. Oh, how cool is that? Gonna be here for a while. So, but the thing is our brain is really complex, and sometimes trying to solve problems logically isn't going to help. So if you've been trying to turn a corner logically, you'll have been talking yourself out of doing it. Whereas actually saying to your mind, you know what, as I do this, this is me turning a corner, but turning a new leaf in life. Just don't be surprised about what happens after you've been out and done this, not least for keeping your core muscles, because this is PT, so Gavin, I am exercising. So get out there, turn a new leaf. Bye. And a final pattern that I'd like to share is, I suppose, the most obvious pattern, which is the changing in colours, the reds, the golds, the yellows. And invite you to just observe that colour and to just breathe in that colour and just notice what you notice as you think about the situation that you'd like more clarity on. It's as if just that sheer beauty will allow something inside, a door in your mind to open to a new way of perceiving the situation. And I think that's one of those times when you just have to try it and let me know how you get on. So how did you get on? Perhaps you've thought of other patterns within nature at autumn. Perhaps you've put me on hold, you've been for a walk in nature, you've come back and you feel differently about a situation that you were thinking about. There is no right or wrong. It's just about allowing nature to be a coach, allowing nature to be by your side, to ask you questions in order for you to see the situation differently. As ever, do let me know how you get on. If you enjoyed today's exploration, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. You can find out more about what I do using the hashtag LandscapingYourLife on social media. Thank you for listening. Until next time, for the Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith podcast. Tools that help you see situations from a different perspective to help you get back on track.